The deep Pacific is warming faster than at any time in the last 10,000 years, according to research published in the journal Science. Researchers looked at the chemical makeup of the shells of tiny marine creatures, the size of grains of sand, which live in the middle zones of the ocean. Professor Brad Lindsley is a climate scientist at Columbia University's Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory in New York. Professor, this wouldn't have come as a surprise to you, would it?
Well, the results are quite surprising, actually. But to set the stage for our new results, we first need to discuss the instrumental record of intermediate water temperature in the oceans that extends back to about 1955. What I mean by intermediate waters, I'm referring to mid-depths between about 500 and 1,000 meters below the surface. And the instrumental data from the last 50 years shows that these intermediate waters have been warming everywhere in all ocean basins since about 1950. But we know little about the changes in intermediate water before this time. Now, our research shows that we were able to reconstruct intermediate water temperatures in the Pacific over the last 10,000 years using magnesium content of these single-cell protozoans called foraminifera that live in the mud, as you said. And it turns out that the magnesium chemistry serves as a quite useful thermometer, actually. The warmer the water, the higher the magnesium concentration on our shells. And our results indicate that intermediate waters in the Pacific have cooled 2 degrees over the last 7,000 years. And this is important, that the cooling trend was rather steady up until about 1,500 years ago, when the temperatures then rose a little bit during what we call the medieval warm period, the time when actually they had vineyards in England. And just after this time, the relative warmth ended and the intermediate waters cooled again to the Little Ice Age. And this Little Ice Age, and the cooling ended about 1600. Mm. And after this, the sediment record shows that the cooling trend basically stopped. So our results place the current warming of intermediate waters in a temporal perspective and indicate that this current warming in the last 60 years is about 15 times higher than it's ever been in the last 7,000 years, based on our sediment record.
So if it's happening in the Pacific, is it reasonable to assume that it's happening in oceans elsewhere?
Well, that'd be a stretch. Our data is just in the Pacific. Our next step for this work would be to work in the Atlantic as well. And another important conclusion of our results is that these century-scale climate events called the medieval warm period, which was about 1,000 years ago, and a little after that, were global in scale. They actually affected not just Northern Europe or Northern Hemisphere, but actually 500 to 1,000 meters down in the Western Pacific. And thus, the ocean is very sensitive to these century-scale changes, which leads me to one of our last important points, and that is we really have underestimated the ability of the ocean to absorb heat or in the atmospheric heat. Mm-hmm. Thus, our results demonstrate that the ocean is taking up heat from the atmosphere much more efficiently than previously thought and is actually buffering the global climate system.
It begs the question why it's happening, though, Professor. Are we responsible for this? Is this another man-made change to the Earth, the atmosphere, and so on?
Well, that's the working hypothesis is that the extra heat in the deep ocean is coming from the atmosphere that is there because of extra greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And what we don't know is that we really don't know what the downstream effects are going to be. There could be some positive effects of this storing the heat there, buffer the climate system for a while, but there could be also negative effects that heat is going to come back out at some point. And so in my view, there's a lot of remaining uncertainty of what's going to happen. And we need to do more work on this for sure.
Professor, many thanks. Appreciate you talking to us.